The title of this essay is Karma. There is no such thing as karma. It is an absolute rubbish ideology based upon an awareness of reincarnation, but with no understanding of why someone should have to come back. The obvious answer to anyone not familiar with the evolution of consciousness would be a reward-punishment system, where one's clean living diminishes one's bad karma, and where one's wrong living adds to the accumulative bad karma. Who decides what is good or bad in the system? One society's sin is another society's honor. Karma would be a very useful tool in trying to keep the ignorant masses in line. Why do animals reincarnate if they supposedly have no awareness of good or bad? It really is just another human-centric guess at the mysteries of the world. Karma is another example of a belief system that has no reflection in the manifest world. Bad people often are rewarded with riches and long happy lives, where good people are often walked upon, taken advantage of in the world. The fact is, there are no guarantees that bad or good behavior will have any particular outcome. There is, however, some guarantee that very smart people tend to make out better in life than very dumb people. But smart does not equal good or bad. Both dispositions have been known to live long, healthy, and fruitful lives. No one has ever come back here with a previous life report card to let them know which actions got them good karmic grades and which actions gave them bad karmic grades. The very idea of there being some deity or natural law that decides your fate pretty much eliminates the delusion of free will. Karma is no different than any other limited belief, and that with a little critical thinking, there simply are too many holes in the idea. What makes more sense to you? That there is some cosmic good-bad rating system? Or that experience leads to awareness, which leads to larger, more complex brains as we go on this journey from pond scum to prefrontal lobes to eventual wakefulness? The self is just a passive passenger until the awakening process begins. So it doing any willed good or bad deed makes no sense whatsoever. The values of good and bad make no sense given the self is not even a conscious creative force here until it has evolved into some semblance of self-awareness. Karma just doesn't fit into what I know of the evolution of consciousness and the awakening to self-awareness. But it does fit nicely into a world 4,000 years ago where knowledge of such higher awareness was simply not available. Karma should be placed on the shelf next to heaven and hell as part of the dusty catalog of obsolete ideas from primitive times and primitive mysterious god beliefs.